WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. We've all been there, right? Scrolling through social media, seeing perfectly curated lives, feeling that pang of envy or inadequacy creep in. It's like our brains are wired for comparison, constantly measuring ourselves against this imagined standard. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from those negative comparisons and silence the voice of self-doubt? Today, we're diving deep into how to reclaim your inner strength and focus on what truly matters. Ever felt like you're stuck in a comparison trap? You know that feeling when you see someone else seemingly achieving everything they set their minds to while you're dressed? Well, try not to trip over your own 2 feet. It's easy to get caught up in this whirlwind of I should be doing more, I'm not enough, and all those other little gremlins whispering negativity in our ears. But here's the thing. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples and oranges. They might both be fruit, but they grow differently, taste differently, and ultimately serve different purposes. Your journey is unique, and trying to match someone else's path only leads to frustration and self-doubt. So how do we break free from this comparison game? First, recognize that social media often presents a highlight reel, not the full picture. People tend to showcase the best moments, leaving out the struggles, failures, and messy in-betweens. Remember, everyone has their own battles. Some are just better at hiding them than others. Second, shift your focus inward. Instead of comparing yourself to others, start focusing on your own progress and growth. What are you striving for? What brings you joy? Celebrate your achievements, big or small, and acknowledge the effort you put in. That sense of accomplishment is way more fulfilling than any fleeting validation from external sources. Third, cultivate gratitude. When you're feeling down, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or a sunny day, or whatever brings a smile to your face. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you focus on the abundance that already exists in your life. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you stumble or fall short. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge the experience, learn from it, and move forward with grace. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Finally, remember that comparison is a thief of joy. It steals our happiness by making us constantly focus on what we lack instead of appreciating what we have. By choosing to live in the present moment and focusing on your own path, you can reclaim your power and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Think about the last time you felt that familiar pang of envy or inadequacy. What triggered it? Was it someone's seemingly perfect vacation photos, their impressive career milestones, or something else entirely? Now imagine turning that negative energy into a positive force. Instead of comparing yourself to others, use those moments as inspiration to set your own goals and strive for excellence in your own unique way. Let's say you see a friend posting about their amazing new job promotion. Instead of feeling envious, think, wow, that's incredible. What can I learn from their journey? Maybe reach out and congratulate them, asking for tips or advice on how they achieved success. You could even use that as motivation to take steps toward your own career goals, update your resume, network with industry professionals, or explore new opportunities. See, comparison doesn't have to be a destructive force. It can actually be a springboard for growth and self-improvement if you choose to approach it with the right mindset. So, remember, friends, break free from the shackles of comparison. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and cultivate a life filled with purpose, passion, and genuine joy. You've got this. Keep that stoic spirit alive, practice gratitude, embrace self-compassion, and keep striving for excellence in all you do. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Everyday Stoicism. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining bright. You're amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.